Hare Krishna. I want to just relate a very interesting educational or lesson in education that I read about and imbibed. Well, let's see if I practice it, or really imbibed it, from Brihad Bhagavatamrita. And here the background is that Gop Kumar is on Satyaloka, Satyaloka meaning Brahmaloka. And there he's in the presence of the Supreme Lord in his form of Mahapurush, and Lord Brahma, and Lakshmi Devi. And Mahapurush invites Brahma into his palace. And Brahma and Gop Kumar follow, and Brahma sits on his lotus seat, and Mahapurush starts to instruct him in the glories of devotional service and the secrets of devotional service, and Gop Kumar is there to witness what's being said. So the interesting thing is how the interaction takes place between the Mahapurush and Lord Brahma. Mahapurush says something, makes a point, and that point Lord Brahma then repeats what he's heard, saying that he agrees with it, and then offers his obeisances as well after every particular point. And when the Mahapurush is satisfied that Brahma really repeats what he said and understands what he said, then he goes on to the next point. And then again, Brahma offers his obeisances, repeats what he said, tells the Lord that he agrees with it, and then comes the third point, and so on. So I found this really very fascinating, because remember, here we're talking about the most intelligent person in the universe. And there are communication or educational gurus and so on who teach this process that, you know, in communicating, when you say something to someone, then you ask that person, all right, can you repeat what I said? Or the person who's just been instructed, and in our case this can be a counselor to a counselee, a guru to a disciple, or just devotees communicating, then he says, well, I understand you to have said this. And I know some devotees, I know a few devotees very well, who employ this process. Now, to be quite frank, in the past, I felt a little annoyed by this. It seems a little pedantic, and it certainly slows down the conversation. One thing that it certainly does is it makes communication quite effective, because the person who is spoken can really be assured that the person who is spoken to is understand what's being said, and if something isn't clear, well, then he clarifies it, or she clarifies it. So, no, that's not what I meant at all. What I meant was this. So, but it's slower communication. All that said, it certainly very clear, accurate, because the persons involved are now really communicating. What I say, someone's heard. And I'm sure everyone has experience with Chinese whispers. And if you don't, it goes like this. It's a game that as kids we used to play. In fact, if I remember right, even school teachers would encourage us to learn this, just to see the importance of proper communication. And Chinese whispers is that 10 kids sit around in a circle, and one person says something and whispers something into someone's ear, and the other person, that person then whispers into the person beside him, and so on all the way around. The experience is that what the first person said is very, very different than what ultimately the message that he receives from the last person. Evam parampara praptam, because things get lost in that communication, in that translation. But here, you avoid the natural frailties of a human being, that you make mistakes or you're an illusion, in that you repeat that which you've heard. And that then becomes a very good means of communication. You don't fall into the trap of Chinese whispers. So I thought that it would be something that's quite interesting for devotees to understand, that the real science of communication that's practiced in the topmost planet by the two most exalted living entities within this universe, how they communicate. So we can also put this to practice in our own methods of communication, because here in the material world and in Kali Yuga, where confusion, miscommunication is the norm, it's going to be very rare that people are really going to understand what we say. And of course, misunderstanding leads to argument. That leads to all kinds of problems. So, if you wanna know how the wise communicate amongst each other, seems like this is the way they do it. I hope I can remember that and not be too eager to get out what I have to say, but rather more invest in being concerned about people understanding what I say rather than just saying my thing. Let's see. You understand what I say? Can you follow after me? Well, I can't hear what you're saying, but next time we meet, Hare Krishna.